This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There he is on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Covers the Badgers for BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network. And us right here on the Wendy's Big Show, our Wisconsin insider, John McNamara. Jay Mack, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
I'm doing great, guys.
Good. Last week's game, before we move ahead to BYU, last week's game, sometimes watching social media, and I know it's a little more reactive than your average fan, what you see on social media, but I get the sense that the game people are watching is the first game they've ever watched, because people were losing their mind when that game was close in the first half, and I was watching it and going, don't you guys know the Badgers? This is their style. They pound away at you, they wear you down, and they'll pull away with this thing easily in the second half, and that's exactly what happened. Was there anything legitimately concerning in the first half of that game last week, John?
They got off to a slow start, and, on New Mexico's first drive, they drove down the field, and they connected on an 11-yard touchdown pass, to jump out to a lead. But I don't think, during that course of the game, there was ever much in doubt. It took a Scott Nelson interception in the second half to kind of turn things around, and Wisconsin exploded in the fourth quarter. So, I've seen the fans that are a little uneasy right now. But, the fact is Wisconsin's 2-0 right now, and, two pretty comfortable non-conference victories. And, the biggest test of their non-conference season is coming Saturday with BYU coming to town.
Another game, another fumble. At some point, this has to stop. You're going to lose a game because he can't hold on to the football, that being Jonathan Taylor. I know he had huge numbers after that. I get that. But you can't fumble the football against top teams when you play top teams. It's going to cost him eventually, and he is now 2-for-2.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. And, like you mentioned, obviously he did very well in the game. Over 250 yards rushing on 33 carries and three touchdowns. But I think you're right, Sparky. Once you get into the Big Ten season, maybe a grinded out game like Iowa where a turnover late in the second half could be the difference in the game. So it certainly is a problem. And like we talked about last week, the one kind of chink in Jonathan Taylor's armor right now is his fumbling. And it's been two games with two fumbles that Wisconsin's lost. So it's certainly something to monitor, and it's something that, if it continues, it'll be interesting to see what happens if a game kind of tilts that way. Where Wisconsin, falls because of a late Jonathan Taylor turnover. So, I think it definitely is a concern and certainly something to watch, once Big Ten play starts.
We watched him fumble last year, and it doesn't look like it's any better this year. You brought up that Iowa game. It looks like that Iowa game is going to be a night game. Is that advantage Iowa getting that game in prime time versus an early start?
Wisconsin does the same thing. I think the last couple of years they got wins over Penn State at night at Iowa, and then Ohio State as well. So, I think it's the latest kickoff Wisconsin has had at Iowa, the 7:30 kickoff. So I think it does give, a little extra juice to Iowa. But I think Wisconsin's going to go into that game, probably maybe a two-touchdown favorite. So at the same time, it's a good early test. And maybe the two teams that are battling to come out of the West. So that's a good matchup. But I would expect Wisconsin to come out on top in that game too.
I'm just reaching out here long term because I get a little heat on the Badgers. What are your thoughts of Badgers going undefeated?
It's going to be a much more difficult path than it was last year. They go at Michigan, which is probably going to be a night game as well. We're being told, even though that's not official yet, they'll go at Penn State. That's a tough environment to play as well. So I would be surprised if Wisconsin got the regular season undefeated.
So they lose one game. They get into the Big Ten championship game. They win that. Would they have an opportunity to get in the top four?
I do think so because of the difference in schedule from last year to this year. I think Wisconsin could go into that Big Ten title game, which I think they will be there. Now how many losses they have is still, what the question is.
Well, they could only have one loss.
Right.
This is going to work.
If you go into that game with one loss and you beat Ohio State, most likely, which will be there, I think that would be enough to get into the college football playoff. You know, last year, it wouldn't have been. They needed to run the table last year because, their schedule was set up. But it's significantly more difficult this year. And I think if they go one loss into that Big Ten title game and come out on top against Ohio State, I think that would get them in.
Say that one loss is to Northwestern.
And
they're not ranked.
Northwestern plays Wisconsin tough. But
correct.
I do think, regardless of where it comes, assuming that it does come in the Big Ten conference games, I think Wisconsin still could go, even with one loss, if they win that title game, still make it to the Final
All right.
Four.
Sounds good.
Hey, I got some news coming out of Madison. According to the DA, no criminal charges will be filed against Danny Davis, the Badger wide receiver, in connection to the alleged sexual assault involving Quintez Cephas. And he's eligible to come back and play this week. We expect a larger role for Danny Davis right off the jump?
Yeah, I would think so. Wisconsin was playing two walk-ons in Jack Dunn and Adam Krumholtz, in a reserve role. So, Davis is a big-time playmaker, a true sophomore. I thought he had a really good fall camp. A.J. Taylor obviously played very, very well against New Mexico. But, with Taylor, Danny Davis, and Kendrick Pryor, I think Wisconsin's got a pretty good trio there. But, yeah, I would expect they're going to throw Danny Davis out there right away. And, if he can put this behind him, I think he's in line for a big season because he's a true playmaker for Wisconsin.
Find his work at BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network, and on Twitter at McNamara Rivals. Our guy, John McNamara, our Wisconsin insider. Thanks, J-Mac. We'll talk again next week, my friend.
All right, thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.